Hey, welcome back to another Get Geekish podcast. I'm Bino, joined by the one and only...
Derek. Well, I don't know if I'm one and only, but...
You're the... Well...
Oh, now I'm having an existential crisis.
We need to make you a Tigger song for Derek's.
What does life mean? Anyway, yeah, we're back.
Yeah, we're doing another podcast for this. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for AIM Student Radio for playing back the podcast. Always appreciate it, because spreading the geekish love around. And I got to apologize, because I don't know about you, but my brain is off the rails this week.
Well, I mean, that's usually how these go, where our train starts on track, and then it's like, you know what? I've got all-terrain tires, and then goes on its own little way.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, full-time job there. Kids going back to school. Fort Collins Comic-Con, Monster Day last weekend. Got Nandesu-Con and Colorado Springs Comic-Con this weekend. But all kinds of things happening. But we're not talking about any of that, because we are talking about schools.
Well, I mean, I guess we're kind of talking about back to school.
That's true. I did mention it on there. See how bad my brain's working? Yeah, the whole idea, the thought behind this was it's back to school time. Kids are going back. And we're going to talk about some of the fictional schools that I wish I could actually attend or not attend.
Or not attend, huh?
Yeah, because there's a lot of them. Let's take most 90s movie high schools.
Scratch that, 80s movies high schools. They always had the worst bullies.
Well, they had the worst bullies, but you could do a lot of fun stuff. In the 90s high school movies, the generic high school had the super oppressive administration, and you got in trouble for doing anything. I mean, it took some of the life out of it. But you had really cool school dances with touring bands playing your gym.
In the 90s and 2000s, yeah. What kind of band can we get? Yeah, let's get some no-name. But The Offspring was in Idle Hands, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Save Ferris, wasn't She's All, was it She's All That? No. One of those movies.
Yeah.
back to our original thing here. So, and what we mean by this is fictional schools that exist in, you know, fictional worlds, whether it be sci-fi, comedy, fiction, cartoons. Schools, I'm going to stick with middle schools or high schools, I think, just to narrow the list a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Well, I was just going to throw one on there that I rewatched the whole series again with my wife because she had never seen it.
Is this Miss Frizzle's class?
No, it's a community. It's a community college.
Okay, well, we can go to college too.
It's a community college based in Colorado. It's called Greendale. And
supposed to be in Greendale County, Colorado, right?
So, yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's a stupid school, but was it easy to get a degree from there? And it seemed like a lot of fun and a lot of shenanigans happened. They had a massive campus paintball game practically every year. And
any
stuff,
college that will give me credits for $64 each is a college I can get behind.
There you go. I guess let's knock this one out of the way real quick. Hogwarts.
Yeah, that's like the number one list.
Yeah.
If there was any school I could go to, it would want to be Hogwarts. Because... that would actually mean that I had wizardly powers. So it doesn't matter. The school could suck, but if I went to Hogwarts, it means that I'm a wizard. So that wins, hands down.
I mean, I think that's pretty much on everybody's nerdy list is Hogwarts.
And let's be honest, that school did kind of suck.
Well, now that Harry Potter's gone, I'm sure, you know, grades are soaring and...
No, but I mean, even in this day and age, in real schools, you have to worry about crazy people there. But how many times was that school assaulted by... demons from another dimension and evil wizards and...
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's gone. Harry's, you know, he graduated and he's gone. I'm sure it's a upstanding...
Now it's ripe for the pick, and he was the only one that defended that place. He was the one who couldn't die, remember?
Nah,
Neville was like, Harry graduated, now is my time to shine.
Neville was the hero of that story. I mean, let's not
the dorky kid that picks up a sword and swings it.
And how dare you knock Miss Frizzle's school off the list?
No, I didn't win a knock it off the list, but I just realized after saying it that she probably taught an elementary school more than a middle school.
It seemed more like a middle school.
Okay, let's go with that then.
God, that
would have been one that I liked too, because having a teacher that could take you on a magic school bus.
Roll credits. I mean, every episode was, they made it seem like it was a new day of school, so that means... almost every day they went on a field trip of some sort. And, man, that'd be fun.
I might ruin Miss Frizzle's class for you. Because just imagine about three quarters of the way through the year, okay, kids, today we're going to talk about health class. Everybody on the bus.
Inner space. They did that with Ralphie, and he was sick. That was still, you know, it'd still be kind of fun.
Educational, yeah.
Get to learn some stuff.
whose body are we going in? Oh, no. Oh, no. So many nightmares.
Mm.
And honestly, if we're going for high schools, how about Bayside High School?
Okay, Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Belding seems... He was trying to be the cool dad.
He was trying to be the cool dad. And I feel like with as much as Zach and AC got away with in that school, it would have been fun.
Yeah. Well, they had a lot of shenanigans happen there. See, I was thinking more of John Adams High School from Boy Meets World.
Okay. See, I wasn't a Boy Meets World fan, so elaborate on what...
Well, I mean, they did some shenanigans and everything. They learned some stuff. But, I mean, Mr. Feeney, having him in your life as a teacher, Feeney would have been amazing. And it just, I don't know. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of John Adams high schools out there that don't hold a candle to that.
That's probably true. I think I would have been a big fan of Springfield Elementary, too. But I feel like I kind of went to Springfield Elementary because I watched Simpsons incessantly. Like, it came out in what, like... 1989, 91, somewhere around there. Somewhere close to there. And I watched it all the time. Every chance I could get a chance to watch Simpsons for a decade and a half. So I feel like I kind of was in Springfield Elementary School. And I was talking about this at work the other day that I think a large portion of cultural history I actually retained because of the Simpsons more so than an actual school.
So... Yes, it would be a fun school, but here's the thing, man. You'd never leave. Bart and Lisa are still going to elementary school. Do you really want that? They're still there, man. It's been 30-something years.
I could
years.
Go hang out with Groundskeeper Willie and make him talk and say funny things.
Eat your dog. Yeah.
If you ever get really bored, I'm sure you can go talk to Otto and find something to make your day a little brighter.
True. True. On this list of... great fictional schools, there's Breaker High's cruise ship. I don't know what that's from. I don't think I ever watched that, but a school on a cruise ship sounds all right. I'm down.
It could be okay. Cruise ships though weird me out. I still want to take a cruise someday, but almost all the people I know that have gone on cruises have come back with like severe horror stories.
Yeah.
And not like little horror stories like it was a bad room, like one of my extended family members was on that cruise in the Pacific Ocean where the giant waves killed the engines and the boat was stuck at sea for like 9 days.
Oh. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. When she was telling those stories, I'm like, boats sound like death. No, I'm never going on a boat again.
See, all the horror stories I hear is like they get, you know, like stomach illnesses, which doesn't sound fun. Especially when like on one of them, what, the plumbing backed up, so... People were dropping trowel over the bow, so that is maybe a high school on a cruise ship wouldn't be fun. Maybe not.
It has bad news written all over it, and the temptation of bullies shoving somebody over the side of a boat just seems like it'd be way too tempting.
Man overboard again.
Didn't Blink-182 have an entire song about that?
Something like that.
Let's see. Well, some schools I would not go to. West Beverly High.
90210?
Mm-hmm. New or old? No. Not going to happen. One, I'm not cool enough to be there. Two, I don't have enough money to be there. Three, I hated all the people there.
Why am I watching this show?
I had an older sister. That's why I was watching that show. And it came on after The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah, Simpsons and Drexel's Class, the 90210.
What about the high school in Greece?
I don't think I would have fit in at that one.
Nope.
I don't sing or dance near enough or smoke.
Hey!
The Pink Ladies were a fun group, though.
Tell me more. Tell me more. That's not our
insert your own words yeah, there. Right. I was just going with a tune. You know what I'm saying?
You know what school would be fun? The school from Ready Player One, the book.
Yes, that would be a fantastic school. The online virtual school.
Yep. Man. Where they each had like their own little world type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, because I was thinking of that when we started talking about this. I was like immediately thought of that school because, yes, there's online schools, but being able to just like hang out and do stuff like that virtual reality wise, that'd
be
pretty
fun. You
learn
everything like VR style, like it fully immersed VR, not like you're looking through some glasses that give you a headache, but I tell you, once they can figure out the actual brain interface, VR is going to rule.
I wanted to see that visualized on the big screen, so I'm kind of sad that they cut that part from the movie. But
yeah.
I guess I understand it, but that I think that'd be a fun school to go to.
Mm-hmm.
My high school was okay. Let's just talk real life. I don't know if I'd go back. A lot of people say that. They're like, oh, I'd go back to school.
Yeah, there was high school, I feel like, adds a lot of stress that people forget about.
Yeah.
I think that's where you go back, because if you went back and did it again, you realize a lot of the things you were stressing about were just absolutely stupid, ridiculous to begin with. And so it'd make things a lot easier. But something tells me that even if I knew what I knew now, some of the insults thrown at high schools would still stab pretty deep. Even if you'd be like, this kid doesn't always talk. He called me a what? Oh, man. Really?
It's like I'm in an Xbox Live chat room. Well, that, I mean, middle school, too. Some people are like, oh, man, middle school is great. It's like, that's when you go through puberty and you're the most awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, there's some cool schools that don't exist, like in the fictional world, that I would love to have been part of that in middle school. But real world, it's not very nice.
Imagine middle school at Hogwarts, trying to know how to cast a spell while you're battling with all your hormonal changes.
Oh, man. Expectum Patronus! Yeah, no, that's squeaking, yeah.
A lot of bad things happen there. And I feel like a lot of, because almost every show tackles schools because it's one of the most relatable things. Because everybody has to go to school, or at least get homeschooled. And so it's like that connecting point of you always have a part of the show that is focused on going to school because that's what happens.
You just made me think of the Goldbergs.
Yes.
That.
I feel like that one was a little too close to real life, though.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that one had a lot of close to home hits when I was like, oh, it's a great show. Seems like a okay school.
I just related with the characters that took a lot of crap, so
yeah that's more of like a you want to see what our schooling was like. Watch the Goldbergs.
Yeah, like there was a guy I went to school with that was very similar to Barry Goldberg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Big Tasty.
Yeah. Like, wasn't, but he was like that, but he wasn't as good hearted as Barry Goldberg is in the show.
Yeesh.
He's crazy, but he still got his heart in the right place.
Yeah.
Guy at my high school was very similar to that, only his heart was in a very, very bad place.
That's not a good combination.
No. But he did run very awkwardly. Some of the cartoon worlds had some decent schools, though. Think about Monster High or the Dimmesdale Elementary from the Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, man. Dimmesdale would be actually kind of be fun. Kind of. Then you got the high school from Danny Phantom, which is overrun by ghosts all the time. That'd be fun and interesting. Do you think you'd get a free grade every time the ghosts overrun the school or something happens to it? Same with Dimmesdale.
Mm-hmm.
Fairies happen. Yeah, okay. Those could be fun. Yep. I'm on board.
So that brings me to another talking point here. We brought up some of the schools that have good schools, bad schools, and stuff like that. But all these school movies tend to paint these pictures of what it's like to be in school, but they all seem to be completely wrong about certain things at schools.
Go on.
So if you think back to the majority of movies and TV shows that focus on something in, say, high school, every single one of those shows, there's massive parties being thrown left and right. Right?
Yep.
Like, entire schools showing up to neighborhoods, throwing ragers, blah, blah, blah.
Isn't that the premise of, like, Can't Hardly Wait or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I think almost every 90s movie that was a premise of. But do you know anybody that actually threw a rager like that in high school?
I probably wasn't invited, so no.
But you would have heard about it, at least. Because if you weren't invited, you were made sure to know that you weren't invited.
There was a couple times where I heard of parties happening after the fact. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you didn't hear about that? I was like, no, I wasn't invited. Oh, yeah.
But we're talking 20 or 30 people at a party is different than 400 people showing up at a party.
No big bashes. No random bands showing up Yeah, no, nothing like that.
Yeah, and of course, the cops never show up until like 6 hours into the party. In my neighborhood, you had the stereo turn up loud. The police were there in 20 minutes. Like, what are you boys doing over here?
Just having fun.
Another thing that the 90s shows and movies kind of portrayed wrong was that the principal was more hands-on and involved, when I barely ever saw my principal.
Yeah, they like stood in the hallway when they start the day, and you never saw him again unless there was an assembly they had to talk at.
Yeah. One of those ones, you know, I'm thinking of Ferris Bueller, where the principal was out to get him and everything like that. Or, you know, Skinner in The Simpsons, he's always part of the classrooms or anything like that. I don't even think I ever met my superintendent in one of the schools.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you who my superintendent was ever growing up.
I know more about Chalmers than I do about any that I had growing up.
Hey, Super Nintendo Chalmers has his moments.
Skinner! Yeah, I mean, that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about like teachers breaking down and sharing personal stuff? Did that ever happen to you? Like during class, all of a sudden they just...
Once or twice.
Oh, okay. So you did live in a 80s,
but
90s
movie. It wasn't the unleash all the feelings. It was like they had a breakdown and had to leave, and then an emergency sub was called in.
Oh, see, that never happened to me.
Yeah, well... the one that it happened to was going through some...
Okay.
Severe life issues, and some kids in the class were not... They got wind of that, and they certainly started poking the bull.
So that is kind of like
poking
the movies.
Poking the bull? What does that mean?
Poking the bear.
Yeah, here we go. Poking the bear. Yeah.
That's kind of messing with the bull, poking the bear. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of like the movies, because that happened in probably a 90s movie, I think, where the teacher got made fun of.
Yeah, but it wasn't a learning experience. I think she quit after that year.
Ooh.
Like, I think her life changed and altered in a bad direction because kids were being too mean to her while she was going through personal things that were bad. But
don't be jerks.
Exactly. Other obvious thing, kids are always pretty imperfect in schools and TV shows. Even the kids they make out to be the fugly-looking nerds in TV shows are still like, oh, look, we'll just comb their hair down and put a shirt that's one size too big. Look how hideous they are.
I'd say the Goldbergs are pretty good about not doing that, though. Like, I think that's why we, you and I relate to them, because, like, they're not supermodels that are...
Well, they're not supermodels, but they're all still very pretty, per se. They had clean complexions.
Yeah, that's true.
No weird deformities, no speech impediments.
Nobody talks like this.
And you go walk around high school, and this is not to make fun of them in high school, but you go walk around an actual school or think about the school you're in. Any class you're in, there was somebody that had some weird thing going on or something that was just off, because everybody's way different. But on the TV shows, all kids are the exact same, except for they find the one, the Quasimodo that lets himself shine because he discovers that he's just like the rest of the kids. But
I don't know. Ralphie's never gotten his chance yet.
Ralphie.
Simpsons.
Well, Ralphie has shined an awful lot.
I choose you.
He's a pop sensation.
Oh, that is. I forgot about that. That's true.
Another weird thing that maybe I'm alone in this, but in a lot of high school movies, the popular kids that are all the main characters all seem to have dated each other.
Nope. Yep. I think that happened in my high school.
Really?
Yeah. I think there was, because I remember a few, like one of the breakups went bad. So, you know, of course, when the breakup goes bad, you know, they start talking trash and or sharing stories. I'm just like,
Yeah, my school, it seemed like there was a lot kind of off limits. So if somebody dated somebody else and they broke up, then both those groups were like barred from.
I also went to a really small high school. So I think my graduating class was 122 people. So
I think mine was like 250 or something.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe there's a ratio.
Other time of a lot of drama and TV shows and movies for schools shows kids having all kinds of time to hang out between class.
Yeah, that's not true.
You remember back the day when you're like, okay, I've got 2.5 minutes to go to my locker and walk 3/4 of a mile to the other side of the thing to change into my gym shoes and then walk another 2.5 miles out to the other side. Okay, go. Like, between class was a dead sprint between classes.
I think in middle school, remember recess? That was nice. We didn't have as much time. In high school, I feel like we hung around in the hallways for like 5 minutes because I had time to sell soda out of my locker, so... It was definitely some time, but nothing like in shows where you're like, you guys have been talking for 15 minutes and the school bell hasn't rang yet.
And it ties in, they also have that much time in the morning. A lot of those shows, You pay attention. There's all kinds of times when they're having breakfast and getting ready for school in the morning, have these deep conversations with family. In high school, you are lucky to get out the door in time to make it to school on time. And usually it's because your parental units are dragging you out of bed to make sure you're up in time to take a shower or something.
That's always annoyed me about these shows or movies that feature the school thing, is before school they are able to have like a 9-course breakfast.
Well, your mom and dad need to go to work, but we made you some eggs and pancakes and bacon and cereal and cut grapefruit for you. And let's all sit down and have a nice breakfast while we read the paper before school.
And it also looks like it's 10 in the morning. I'm like, what? What is going on? Why are you so chipper?
That was another point that I read that made sense to. Of every time you see a kid, you wake up. Yeah, it's a trick of light in the movies, but there's always bright light shining on like it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. When you wake up for high school, it is pitch black outside.
Especially during the winter. Mm-hmm. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And the sports teams were always like choreographed and good. I'm thinking of High School Musical in that one, but like
your football players didn't dance,
right? I don't know. It just seems like the sports are, you know what I'm trying to get at. They're
they're all super clicky
and good.
Yeah.
Or they become good.
Yeah, all the cheerleaders wear their cheerleading outfits every day to school so they can all stand out. And anywhere in the thing, they can say a name and four of them jump together and do a formation squad or something like that for no reason. Like, no, I'm not pretty sure that, no, no.
No, the only thing they really got right was like on game days when they would wear their jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
that's about it.
And even then, they always had somebody there because, oh, we need to make sure we get a sport player. Put a jersey on that kid in the back. Okay, it looks like a school now.
Right.
In science class, do they do anything but dissect frogs in science class?
Well, it's not even that.
We dissected a frog one time in one grade my entire school growing up. Every high school movie goes to science class and they're dissecting frogs.
Or they're doing some really cool experiments. We didn't do that. We dissected a frog. We dissected a giant earthworm type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we dissected owl poop and then like a pig fetus or something like that. And then other than that, like, every once in a while, we did maybe a couple experiments, but that's it. Most of the time, it was just learning and watching slides, and then when subs were in, Bill Nye. So, I don't know.
Another one I found on the BuzzFeed list about this whole phenomenon was the fact that they can group text the entire school at once. I feel like that made an age difference, because when we were in school, there's no way that could have happened. But nowadays, I feel like that's not too far from being a real possibility.
Yeah. I mean, when I was in high school, texting was becoming a thing, but you still had to like watch your texts because you only had a certain amount of free ones, so there's no way group texting was going on at all. Another thing is too, that because you got me thinking, in the shows, whenever they had a substitute teacher, the sub never cared and would usually just wheel in a TV and kick up their feet and not do anything.
Yeah, most of my subs were like
worse than the teacher because they actually made us learn more.
They're hard-nosed, like there was one guy that was the super hardcore Vietnam vet that was a substitute teacher. He did not take crap from anybody. But he also went off on some strange tangents that he definitely had some...
Seen some stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, that was always the thing, is like, you're like, oh, we have a sub, it's going to be a slack off day. No. That's stupid TV teaching us wrong.
It's one of those, like, how old are you moments? How old are you? I was so old I used to pay for my cell phone minutes.
Yeah.
The greatest thing when I was in college, I had that Sprint plan. The first incoming minute was free. So if somebody called you, the first minute was free. Somebody called you, you could set a timer and hang up after 45 seconds, just have them call back, and it didn't count against your minutes.
Like the government's trying to track you?
Yeah.
We're being traced.
Another one that seemed to happen a lot in movies was that a lot of the parents in teen movies seem to be very, very involved with their kids' drama.
Or I think it was both ends of the spectrum. Is like they were very involved, or they gave...
Yeah, they didn't care. That was... Yeah. Well, who was that? Your mom? Oh, the one drinking on the back porch. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
Like, isn't she supposed to pick you up from school? Yeah, she forgets that I exist.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
But you look at real life, and parents want to be involved with their kids, but the kids won't let most of their parents be involved with their personal things at school.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you don't have these circles of parents fighting with other kids' parents because their kids are doing other things. It seems like the TV shows just try to over they just needed to work more characters into the story somehow. So, oh yeah, they would totally tell their parents about that, get involved. No, they wouldn't.
Not to go back on what we were talking about, we didn't talk about UA.
Ooh.
If
I, you know what, UA might have surpassed Hogwarts for me because
you'd have to have a quirk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe my quirk would be cooler than being a wizard.
I am here. And you're like, oh my God.
It just depends on my quirk. Like if I could do more than just pull sticky purple gunk out of my head, then.
I don't know. That seems more. I think that's a whole nother podcast there. UA could be fun, but it also could be, it seems kind of stressful. And difficult.
That is true. But just for that one class. Just this is where you just aim low. You get into like class B, nothing happens to you.
Class B, class C. Hey! We're not in 1A, so we're fine.
Just like taking the target off your back.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't need to be hero number one. I'll settle for hero number like 86. I'm good.
As long as I'm in the top 100, I'm good. Yeah, see, UA I think would be fun. There's a lot of anime schools that are very, I would not want to be a part of, just from seeing clips of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand a lot of it, too, because the Japanese school systems are very, very different than the American ones, too.
No.
So a lot of the things that they do in these animes you watch, you're like, what the heck's going on? Why are they all...
Then you Google it, and you're like, oh. That's another thing. It's like the Jaeger school in Attack on Titan. Nah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't need to do that.
Yeah. How about we go to that middle school in Nevada? You know, that one on Independence Day.
That got hijacked on the bus got hijacked by his day. Okay. All right.
We touched on this too, but the fact of all these high school proms and stuff like that always get live music and really good touring bands. Because let's be honest, in real life, a school show, getting a live band at all that isn't kids that already go to the school, doesn't happen very often.
I was going to say, I don't think we had a live band.
Yeah, usually you get some cruddy DJ who's there because he can't do weddings anymore.
Yeah.
But
well, that's another thing, too. Even when they get a DJ, it's this whole elaborate light system and sound system and everything like that. And everybody's having a, fun time.
In real life, you get somebody with a speaker and a stoplight. Or something like that.
Yep. And there's not a lot of people dancing. Let's put it that way. But yeah, I mean, especially like you said, the 90s and the early 2000s, everything that featured a class or a dance had some kind of live band in it or. Yeah.
It's just baffling. And I talked to some people that were some of the bigger schools down like the Denver area, I think, that had a couple events where they had actual bands come down, touring bands, but they're at least like kind of local bands to play. Yeah. I'm like, you guys got a live band to play there? That's awesome. Like, I think the closest thing we had was there was a battle of the bands outside of our school that bands played at, but it was put on by students and they invited other people in bands.
My brain's working really weird because I just thought of another school that I would not want to go to.
What's that?
Sunnydale.
Is that River from River?
No, Buffy.
Yeah, I kind of like living.
Yeah, I don't think I'd enjoy that one. That's too much drama would happen there.
Way too much drama. And even if you take out the vampires, there's a lot of drama at that school.
And how you just mentioned Riverdale, I don't think I would want to go to that school either. No.
Maybe like Riverdale back in the 60s?
With your real Archie?
Yeah.
Back in our day.
Not this newfangled drama Archie. And the thing that always gave me hope from the teen angst movies, but never ended up being true, was the people they dated never had anything in common with each other. Because it was always somebody that had an odd, quirky difference than the main character they were in love with, but they didn't share any actual interest, but somehow they always fell in love.
Yeah.
They didn't discover like, oh, we both love the same movies. We both like the same thing. It was like, oh, well, you like going shopping in Prada purses and expensive cars, and I like playing D&D and video games, and I hate talking to people.
We're a perfect match. Imagine heaven. Yeah.
Because there is to be something said. It's not saying that it can't happen, but especially in the high school world, if you don't share any interests or any activities, what else are you going to do?
True. That's very, very true. Dude, now you got my head, my brain thinking again, because like, now I'm thinking of the high school in American Pie, which...
Yeah, see, this is what I kind of thought about this idea earlier, just thinking about it. And no matter what you look at, you start thinking about schools. Like, oh, yeah, they were a school in that. Oh, there was a school in that one. There was a school in that
one. Encino High from Encino Man. That would have been an interesting one. San Dimas football rules.
You know? Oh, San Dimas High School.
Yeah.
Man, if I could ever see that actual presentation.
Would you actually? Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, would you believe it? That they actually got time travelers?
Well, let's be honest. If my high school tracker served me right, the assembly for the last day of school, I probably wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, that's true.
I would have been at Taco Bell or something like that.
Well, and then you think of like the high school from Bring It On, you know, having a choreographed cheerleading thing like that all the time.
I also feel like there's way too much overrepresentation of California schools.
I know that's
super high end schools with like money coming out their wazoos and outdoor classrooms and like these huge auditoriums and performance halls. Like most schools, like we got a cafeteria and one of the walls comes open that we use as a stage.
Yeah, my high school had a pool, which was really cool. That was about it. Oh, no, they redid the track, too. So other people, we didn't run on kitty litter anymore, so.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. Yeah, so we had three high schools shared everything. So we had, at our high school, we had the actual football stadium, which is the loose term for it because it was a bunch of bleachers on one side of the football field. But all three schools used that for their actual football games. And then we had a auditorium for performances, which was a pretty decent auditorium for what it was. Especially seeing some of the ones I've seen in other schools, but if you weren't in drama club, you didn't really reap the benefits of it, except for when it was assembly days, you could sit there instead of a gym.
Yeah, so we had a stage performance place, but we used the gym for the assembly, which always sucked, because that's another thing. You can hear, in most movies and TV shows, you can hear people perfectly in the gym.
No, everything. The teacher's with a mic, megaphone. And the guy's like, "Oh my gosh, we're gonna kill the Eagles!" What?
Or the teacher that would have the mic and be like talking like this, and then talking like this, and you're like, "Come on!
I got something really important to tell you kids about this thing today. Tomorrow night you're gonna have to go over this thing." Oh, what? How's that sound?
What do my parents need to do? Yeah, I mean. There's some stuff that I'm glad didn't happen in my school, like in TV shows, but...
See, I was all ready for this entire conversation for me to end with going, you know what I realized is I don't want to be back in school ever again.
You want to be back in different schools.
No, I want to have a quirk or I want to be a wizard. That's what I'm pulling out of this.
I think that's a good thing to pull. I mean, we didn't even talk about Xavier's Academy for Gifted Youth or...
Yeah, we didn't delve into much of the comics on there.
Superhero High, or I mean, the list could go on of schools that are way more entertaining than what we actually went to. But I digress. We'll just leave it at wizards and quirks.
It's gonna happen. Anyway, let us know what you think at Get Geekish on the social medias, and thanks so much for spending your time with us, Get Geekish, and we will talk at you next week.